Nice. that closeness is our relationship with Hashem. And that's where Ruchim said, that's where once here, give a moment, shall you give a point of time to focus in on how far away we really are from Hashem. And I'm sure as when you led the kinos this morning, and you heard Eva last night, this day is a day of a very different perspective than we normally have for the entire year. Today is a day when we focus on the Beis Hamikdash, a day that we focus on Eretz Yisrael, a day that we focus really on being pushed away. I remember many years ago when I worked in Camp Pass as a counselor, so I had an office that was known as ECP. Now it's called something else. I was working in Camp Pass for a couple of years. ECP was a little child program. It was little kids. And campers were relatively young, in between ages 10 and 13. Those were the young boy campers and boys' moms. And because of that, I remember 1 year Tisha B'Av was on Motzei Shabbos, 1 year that I worked in Mass. And it was going to be very late, and the little kids couldn't go to wait to stay, you know, the age was late at night. So we had a good one, we had one council was going to stay in the month, everyone else was going to go to age, it was going to be a late meeting for the deeds, for the younger kids. So I volunteered that I would just stay back. But my co-counselors go to the regular meeting, and I stay back because I wanted to try and take a few minutes. Sometimes in camp, like that, that's only really a few seconds for yourself, it's a little bit hectic. Wanted to take time just to reflect upon the nature of Korban HaBayis, try to feel a little so intense, so powerful. What does it mean? That right now until the end of the Taurus, is the Ni'ilah, the Chinas Ni'ilah, and the B'nai Sassar, the Kershmael of the Dinah, the Kershmael of Shira, a bin of the great attack, the B'nai Sassar, the B'nai Sassar, one of the greatest.
Look what's in your home, you have all these. The Romans made a spectacle. Mm-hmm.